The issue is whether, in accordance with ICE 19, revised in 2011, the discount rate should be pre-tax or post-tax. The issue arose because in a jurisdiction, investment income are taxable, but the benefit pay are not deductible for tax purposes. We think that ICE 19 does not specify whether the discount rate should be a pre-tax or a post-tax rate. This is confirmed by the fact that in December 2010, the board decided not to provide guidance on whether taxes on the return of the plan assets should be included in the measurement of the defined benefit obligations. In our view, in absence of specific guidance in the fact partner provided by the submitter, a post-tax discount rate may be used, provided that this is consistent with the cash flows. On the basis of our outreach, we understand that the fact partner provided by the submitter is not widespread. Consequently, we recommend that the committee should not add this issue to this agenda. We ask the committee if they agree with our recommendation and if they have any comments on our tentative agenda decision in Appendix A of the paper.
Comments?
Guido?
I always thought that these issues, whether something is deductible or not deductible for tax purposes, is dealt with in IS 12. So I understand that 19 in the standard doesn't specifically say that you need to use a pre-tax rate. I think there is a requirement in 37 to use a pre-tax rate, so I don't understand why there should be a different principle in 19. Also, my understanding of what has been said in the basis of conclusion clearly says that you would not use a post-tax discount rate, but maybe my understanding is wrong. So I'm struggling with the wording of our tentative agenda decision because I don't think that 19 really leaves it open to an option to use a post-tax rate. So,
Laurent?
I think that for what I heard, the practice is to use a pre-tax rate, and I think that this is consistent with what we do usually for determining discounting on the liability side. And I think that, you know, we have paragraph 127B of IS 19 that just says, remeasurement of the net defined benefit liability comprises the return on plan assets, so this would affect the return on plan assets, excluding amounts included in the net interest on the net defined benefit liability or assets. And I also note that you have that paragraph 130 that's saying determining the return on plan assets, and then the TT deducts the cost of managing, and any tax payable by the plan itself, other than tax included in the actuarial assumption used to measure the defined benefit obligation. So it's a question, really, whether those taxes are included in the DBO, but not in the discount rate anyway, or if they are not included in the DBO, they would be part of the return on plan assets, so flow through OCI as part of the remeasurement. And if they are included, but when paragraph 130 refers to paragraph 76 to check those cases where it is included in the DBO, and it is included in the DBO when you can demonstrate that it is linked to service, tax payable by the plan on contributions relating to service before the reporting date or on benefits resulting from that service. So you would have to meet that requirement to be able to include into the DBO. And I think this would be a stretch here to say it's related to service. So in any case, I think that those paragraphs support the view that it should not be a post-tax rate. That the tax do not affect the discount rate. It's either you take into the remeasurement as part of the return on plan assets, or you include in the DBO, but depending how you read paragraph 76B4.
Scott?
I agree with Guido and Laurence. I read the provisions as requiring a pre-tax rate in this case because paragraph 76 says when you take taxes into account in the DBO, and taxes on investment income are not one of the things that gets taken into account in the DBO. And then 130 says if they're not taken into account in the DBO, then they're part of the return on assets. So I actually thought that this was clear. I'm not sure I like the result of applying the pre-tax rate. I understand why when you put that all together, you get some results that feel bad. But I thought the standard was clear as written.
Andrew, and then Sandy.
Just agree with what's been said. I think it's a pre-tax rate based on the words in the standard.
Sandy?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I thought for me the example was a bit misleading because what it failed to articulate was the fact that the company got a deduction for the tax. They got a tax benefit when they contributed to the plan. So actually the cash flows associated with that weren't included in the example. So to me, it was like we were muddling the investing and financing decision here. And so to me, the liability clearly had to be pre-tax, and sort of how we backed into this sort of confused the issue to me.
John?
Yeah, just to say, I think it's clear it should be a pre-tax rate. And I think that the sort of what seems to be the counterintuitive result that you get this surplus when you just have it funded, actually that surplus is there to will be consumed by the payment of taxes in the future. So that surplus really does exist today because those tax payments are not an obligation today.
But you got a tax benefit for that deduction to fund it today, right? That offsets the tax that you're going to have to be paid in the future, which the example's missing.
Okay, I'm hearing no support for post-tax, and so we need to reword the agenda decision significantly. We will circulate that to you offline.
Just a question. So you think that it's clear that these taxes should not be in the measurement of the, because I disagree with this. I think that it's clear in the board paper, huh?
I think the committee is saying use a pre-tax rate, that the standard requires a pre-tax rate.
To clarify this, okay.
So we will have to reword the agenda decision. I think we may have set a record this meeting for shooting down staff recommendations. I always tell staff people you never bet better than 50-50, but I think we may have set a record. Okay. We're now in administrative session. An open administrative session, nonetheless. If we want to push through and finish by lunchtime, 5 minutes. Let's take five.